Thanks to this wonderful and worshipful music from our guests from Broadway High School, once again I have the blessing, and I do think it's a blessing, of condensing my thoughts on today's scripture into a few concise remarks that will help keep us connected to the church calendar on this fifth Sunday of Easter and to the scripture and music that comprised our worship today. The question we're pondering this season is where resurrection leads us. This act of God to overcome death on that first Easter has a trajectory and an arc. It's aiming somewhere, taking us toward new realities. Today we note that it leads us toward reconciliation. Reconciliation with God, with each other, with creation, or to say it most broadly, it reconciles us to the life for which God created us. The gospel reading from John 15 is well known and well loved, parable of the vine and the gardener. This metaphor of God as gardener and God's people as branches connected and attached to Jesus, the vine. It shows up everywhere in the Christian world. There's an international network of churches named Vineyard. There are thousands of congregations named Vine Church or True Vine or Life on the Vine. The vine is prominent, as you might know, in the logo of Everence, our Mennonite Financial Services organization. It's a wonderful, nurturing, life-giving image. Branches abiding in the vine, bearing sweet and delicious fruit. But the parable has an edge to it, part of the picture we sometimes ignore. The gardener in John 15, as explained by Mariah to the children, is depicted with a lopping shears, walking around cutting off underperforming branches and throwing them in the brush pile to burn. Now, I want to suggest this morning, as Mariah did, that the God which Jesus depicts in this metaphor is not vindictive or punitive or in any way out to do harm. Rather, God the gardener is full of grace. If you go by our house this afternoon, you'll see, if you poke around, some tender vegetables poking up through freshly tilled garden soil. And in our flower beds, bushes that are trimmed way back with new shoots coming out at the base. But to get those vegetable and flower plants to this point, poised and ready to produce food to eat and flowers to beautify the neighborhood, that is, poised to live the life for which they were created, I had to haul off a pickup load of branches and other living matter that needed to die and return to the soil so that flowers and vegetables could grow into the kind of life that would bless us and bless our neighbors. And I had no qualms or regrets about doing that whatsoever. Nothing but love and joy in the act. Nothing but satisfaction and gratitude for the life that I was partnering with God to help create. I think that's the kind of joy that God, our gardener, experiences when we open ourselves to God's pruning work in our lives, so that we might bear the kind of fruit that we were created for, to bless others. God, in our garden, is engaged in the work of producing life and love, and that work is a work of grace. It is pure gift. We do not and cannot manufacture fruit. We do not and cannot make healthy branches. We do not and cannot save ourselves from the occasional pain of lopping shears or bonfires or compost piles or wreaths. We just stick with God. We abide in the vine. We open ourselves to the work of God, the gracious gardener, and life will follow. Love will follow. That's one of the wonderful words of life to us this Easter season. God is love. And if we abide in God's love will abide in us, and we will be different people because of it. We will be fruitful people because of it. We will be a fruitful church because of it. This image is not an individualistic one. It's a metaphor for the church. As each branch finds its source in one vine, we're all organically connected to each other, every branch and leaf and tendril. What comes from God flows into us and through us, and into others and through others, and back to us, and then to still others. And we become an intertwined and interdependent community of life and love and hope. We become God's fruitful garden. John 15 is, in fact, a parable of grace. It's a reminder that life in the kingdom of God is pure gift. Life comes to us because we are attached to the vine. We can take a deep breath and rest in this grace. My deepest prayer for myself and for this family of faith at Parkview Mennonite, especially as we embark on a challenging journey this summer and beyond, my prayer will be that we open ourselves to the gift that God is offering us. The opportunity to draw life from Jesus, the vine, to accept the act of pruning as an act of grace, and to discover where God's grace will take us next. Thanks be to God.